Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here. Welcome back, M3 family. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bree, and I just finished up a very beautiful day to quite a wave of emotions this past weekend. I had a very interesting up and down day, although overall it was a really great weekend. Had a beach cleanup. I went for a walk with my friend Tatiana this morning. We had a great conversation. She's on the episode 5, I think, of this podcast. So if you want to scroll through, listen to that, please. Love her soul. I just got my nails done, did some meal prepping, had a great workout today. And as I'm finishing up my day, I went and saw the sunset, simply sitting in gratitude with my current reality. So if you are listening to this in real time, which would be November 8th, I am speaking tomorrow at the Limitless Leadership Summit on November 9th, Thursday, that evening, with my mentor, several colleagues and peers, and amazing friends, people I have yet to meet, people I have known for a long time and look up to, and tons of friends, clients, everybody will all be there listening to these incredible inspirational stories. And it makes me think about where my life was when I had that moment and first real experience doing that exact same thing at such a greater scale. And to think about this, have you thought about what your life will look like in 5 years from now? Have you created a plan for it? Do you know what your growth opportunities will look like? And have you also thought about what your life did look like 5 years ago from this very moment? I think about my life 5 years ago, and I was earning my master's degree, just finishing up my thesis. I was living with my grandparents in a trailer home, which they still currently lived in. We have recently remodeled it, have taken a lot of good care of them and their home, but this is a life that they choose and they want, and we're here to support their happiness. My room, very tiny, I mean, smaller than probably most children's homes in San Diego. And I had a hole in my floor. I slept on a futon. There was mold in my bedroom. There were rats and mice and bugs and you name it crawling up through that hole. And I worked my ass off with 3 different jobs, bartending, serving, working in group fitness, starting my online business, and working at another gym as well too for group training, but also F45. Like, I worked all over the place. And a lot of it was to escape that, four wall, tiny room that made me feel like I was suffocating. Literally, probably because of the mold too, but suffocating emotionally, mentally, physically. I felt sick and tired. And I remember living paycheck to paycheck, trying to do everything I could to support my family, to support groceries, to support utilities, everything I could, taking care of my grandparents, being my grandmother's caregiver, being in support of my grandfather, who's partially deaf. My grandma has Alzheimer's. And as I was going through these transformative parts of my life, I knew I wanted to be a part of something greater. I knew I had a greater purpose to serve and to be around people who had that literal influence on me. I was stoked to be able to attend and put the last bit of money I had into going to what was called at the time Influencer. It was a huge conference, which included Brendan Burchard, Rachel Hollis, Lewis Howes, Tom Bilyeu, Trent Shelton, Roger Love, Raw Goddess, Dean Graziosi, Natalie Hodson, Eric Thomas, Anthony Trucks, and Jamie Kern. And I have in front of me the notes that I took from that event. I want to share with you these notes, just some of the key highlights and points that I learned that changed the way I view the world, because one of the opportunities that I get to have my topic of choice is that your perception is your reality, and how you perceive the world is how you shape your theme of consciousness, which I can't wait for that to be another topic on this show. And what I mean by theme of consciousness is that we have a reality that we create through patterns in our life that continue to show up and evolve in different forms based off of how we perceive the world. So Brendon Burchard is the key component speaker that you would love to have for simply bringing more joy into your life. He's all about joy. He's all about being a positive influence in this world and making an impact in that way. So he talks about not doing these things in life alone, that we need to keep learning from others, that we should join groups and do collaborations and always keep our mentors close. He stresses on the importance of taking care of you, your personal health. And at the time when he was becoming who he is now as a motivational speaker, he talks about his, I would say, not necessarily tragedy, but hardship coming from a terrible car accident that he was in, and the place that he was in mentally during that time, and how he's overcome that through staying in a state of joy. He talks about how you must take care of yourself, that this is hard work in this world, and that the wellness is our edge. We should deeply care about our mental, emotional, and physical health, and that your wellness must come before posting on social media or giving your energy to others or coaching or anything, and that you should always stay in alignment with your goal. If you're off balance or out of alignment, then you will go towards burnout. I also love that he highlights on joy over judgment, and that if we just stay in a state of joy, there's no room for judgment, and that allows us to see the world in a brighter, more positive way. And my favorite here with Rachel Hollis, she's the author of Girl, Wash Your Face and a few other amazing books. She talks about how her first book nobody even remembers and that it was a horrible book. But we have to start somewhere. And this is where she gets to talk about her story brand, that you are not the hero, but you are the guide. And your audience is telling you every day what they want, whether it's your client base, your family members, your peers. So if you listen, you are of service and they will generate it for you. And these people will not remember what you wrote or post, but they'll remember how it made them feel. And that's how people care about you. Same thing with social media. It is, in my opinion as well, just as much as it is Rachel Hollis's, the best tool to help you scale at a global level. I understand that people are harping on social media and saying it's too saturated, but it's still so brand new. And there are still people who are changing what they are tuning into in order to, I would say, digest content that is for them that they can get at a deeper level. We're not here to just, maybe you are, mindlessly scroll, but I feel like we're becoming more aware as a species, as conscious people, that we are choosing who we follow and who we continue to take in maybe media or information from. I love the idea of community over competition. That's something that she has mentioned to us. And she just says, if you love to write, as an example, like she does, continue writing books. If you go blog, if you want to, you know, write journal or anything like that, just continue to write and know that every bit of information that you want to learn about in this world is available for free on the internet. The other thing that she mentions about her books too, that it goes for any product or service. If you are a coach and you have training programs, if you're selling a course, if you are on a podcast and you are hosting, never stop talking about your product or service. Constantly talk about it, but never in the same way either. So if it's your writing process or quotes or key points, take those parts from yourself or from audience members, because your audience responds to repetition. And your launch is wildly important. I love that. I also appreciate Lewis Howes because, humbly, he had told us in 2018 or 2019, actually, when this came out, I'm thinking 5 years ago here, but 2019 October was when Influencer the Conference had happened. And I find it interesting that he had told us in the audience, do not start a podcast, which made me, the person who wanted to start a podcast then, stop myself for what, 4 years? I almost didn't do this. Thankfully, great friends had pushed me and said, it's time. You really need to start sharing your story and the story of others, because you get such a level of comfort and peace in people that they have such an ease of being able to open up and share their story with you. And hopefully these solo episodes allow that insight, that kindness, that compassion that I'm able to share through my voice in spirit with you all in this specific way. He taught us a lot though, because he also shared the psychology of a great podcast, meaning don't create for profit or passion. Create for purpose. Create what you want to listen to. And if you were stuck starting out or striving, then you would attract the ego, but you need to hug the heart and over deliver on what it is in for the person that you're interviewing for or the audience that you're speaking to. And I like this, that the pre-show is the show. So for example, psychology before hitting record is everything. How you get your interviewer into that state of flow is how you set the tone and how you get to be the true MC of your show. Interview people who are followed by your biggest inspirations. How you connect with your guest before interviewing them is also, like I said, very key here, because you acknowledge them and express gratitude. And that changes the perspective of the entire conversation. Tom Bilyeu, who is big on YouTube for the Impact Theory, he has his own podcast as well. He is the creator of Quest Bars, and he sold his company for over $1 billion. He talks about not just being great, but about getting great, meaning that we became the top predators in this world because we have the ability to adapt, and that grit is everything. Life is not all rainbows and butterflies as much as we wish it would be. We need to sometimes put our head down and grind to get over the humps and acquire the skills, and allowing that grit to shine into what we want to dream out of our world. So get great at what you want to be technically good at. Don't just be another one of those people, and I'm saying this in quotations, but you need to become obsessed where people worry about you and what you are doing. Obsessed to the point of studying for your SATs or for a final exam in some way. Obsessed to the point that this is your greatest passion, that everything else in life takes second seat. Unless, of course, he mentions your family is also part of that success. They come along with you as that top priority. And then I like this here, is that he says, stop worrying about winning a championship and obsess with the skill sets learned in attempting to do so. So don't worry about winning or losing, but worry in a sense of obsessing over how you will get there. Hey, M3 family, check this out. Whether you're a fitness enthusiast or someone looking to take that first step towards a healthier you, First Form's got you covered. Their high-quality supplements are designed to help you perform at your very best, from premium protein powders, complete micronutrient packs, and cutting-edge pre-workout formulas that will kickstart your workouts. First Form is all about getting real people, real results, and I'm one of them. I've been using First Form supplements consistently for over 2 years now, and the difference in my overall health is incredible. I've been hitting new personal bests in the gym, getting better quality sleep, and feeling completely energized throughout my entire workday. What sets First Form apart is their commitment to quality and education. They provide the best nutrient-dense ingredients, plus their products are backed by rigorous testing and research. And guess what? They've got a special offer just for M3 listeners. Click the link in the show notes to explore the full range of supplements and receive free shipping on your next order. So don't wait. Take the first step towards a healthier, happier you with First Form, because I know your goals are within reach and I'm here to help you crush them. Thank you, First Form, for supporting our show, and thank you all for listening. Now let's get back to our podcast. I like the idea of always finding a path to yes, and that in this is how you will technically create your win. So don't obsess over it, but figure out how to obsess over the path to it by always finding a yes. As he continues to go in here, he shares with us the 10 major steps to a major influencer career. And he says that you need to claim and master your topic. You need to discover your audience's problems and ambitions. You need to define who you are and what messages you value. You must create a product or service that aligns with the person who needs the solution. You need to put a blog or a vlog or a weekly significant post or video that will create that continued repetition for you at times that you're not in real time speaking of it. Remember to post and promote free content as well daily. People are all about getting value from you in any which way or form, but ideally they want a taste, and that taste needs to come with free purpose. So if you get free purpose content, you should hopefully also create evergreen campaigns that will sell your offering, so people get a taste, but then offer them more. And then you need to run ads to scale. We're in a day, especially post-COVID, where we are here to pay to play. So if you are on social media these days, TikTok now is paying to play for views as well. Don't stomp on those ideas, because it's not fake. It's a way that you need to get your word out there. And what is any good your product or service if you are not sharing yourself to as many people as possible of what you have to offer? And marketing is important for that very reason. Number 9 is get promotional partners, including referral partners, affiliate programming. And then number 10 is focus on the distinction, excellence, and service. So the distinction to be different, the excellence in your details, and your customer service. I love Trent Shelton's ability to create connection. So he talks about knowing your reason, and that you need to influence yourself first, connect with yourself, and make an impact in your own life. So don't be afraid to start small. People are going to judge you anyway, and you need to give them something to be great at to judge. You don't have to be perfect to help people, and all you have to do is be fucking real. Know your magnet and what attracts your audience and allows people to get pulled in. He emphasizes the ability to create community, and that turning numbers into names, meaning turning followers into family. Make yourself available. Haters will be confused, and supporters will always understand, if that makes sense. So haters will always have that jealousy, confusion, and supporters will come in here wanting always the best for you, because that's what your family does for you. Then he talks about conversation before creation. And he says, application creates transformation. So you must apply yourself at something, continue to repeat that application, and that will transpire into something bigger and better for your audience as well. So there's psychology and content creation that he mentions as well, that you create conversation before your content. Have a conversation with your audience, get their feedback. I just mentioned earlier that feedback is great for leadership as well. Number two is to not think viral, but to think impactful. So don't approach content as a creation for being an influencer, but being an artist. Number three, he had mentioned that the title is just as important. So make sure that your first liners are very important and impactful. Ask people what they would watch and what catches their attention. Again, I'm not saying attention, it's their intention. And from there, that's going to create impact. Number four is to work the video. Spend quality time in your comment section, responding to people in your DMs, at least 1 hour every single day. So use DMs as a messenger to send your video to your community. Individually send these things, make it personalized. People will feel completely special knowing that you took that time and effort to connect with them in that way. Number five is to take a strong call to action. Ask people to share, give people something to reach for, and make them feel important as they add numbers to your video and brand. And I think about Trent Shelton's content as he always says, drop a heart if this, type this if you agree. So he's giving you a call to action. And with that, people are able to connect with each other, not just with him. Roger Love, I loved his very much. He is the world's number one vocal coach, including Jennifer Lopez, which awesome. And he says that your voice is the most powerful, influential tool you have. So tips to getting yourself to the next level is, number one, you don't have to have the thing first. You just need to fix your voice first. That is how you showcase your brand. Number two, that you are not the voice you are born with. That one was important for me because I always felt like I was either too little or too much in a Hispanic family. When we are born, we repeat the noises we hear in order to connect with them. You also need to listen to yourself differently. So if anybody has a headphone set in and they're recording themselves, it sounds completely different than if you're just speaking aloud into open space. How you communicate better emotionally also means that we must understand we process emotions over logic. Number three, your voice is your brand. You can control the perceptions of others through that voice. Whew, so big for me. You can move others emotionally. You can control the outcome of every conversation you have. And this allows you to eliminate all fear. Last key he mentions is speaking in a form of physical connection, that we use our voices to vibrate our bodies, and only speak when you are exhaling, when your stomach is coming in. Your diaphragm controls your vocal cords. So take the breath in and receive, and take the breath out to give. In here, Raw Goddess, she came in singing when she was speaking. Absolutely loved her entrance. She talked all about permission and how we have three forms of permission. Number one is our permission to be clear. So state who you are, what is your true nature, what is it that you want, and can you give yourself permission not to just ask for it, but to want it in the first place? Number two is the permission to be convicted. Our values, our principles, our desires are driven to design our life. Be unapologetic in devotion to go after what you desire the most. This is about going after what really matters to you. Number three is your permission to pursue that conviction. So this is permission to leave the house and go out into the world to serve what is your business. This is where you find what belongs to you. So what are you willing to do in order to enable permission? And that allows you to hopefully find your best journey in life. So you need to give yourself permission to be on this journey and ask yourself, are you willing to grow? Are you willing to change? Especially your mind. And why now? Why you? Why are you so important that you deserve this? You should have the answer because you know deep down that voice is speaking to you right this very second. Dean Graziosi had talked to us about sales and vision. And he says that you can't influence lives unless you get in front of them. So you need them to pay attention to you. And in order to get people to pay attention, they need to pay. Again, people pay to pay attention. So if you're not selling something, you are doing a disservice. You don't want to settle for wearing someone else's name on your jersey, if that makes sense. So he talks about sales as the oxygen of your business, and there are people who need you and your service. He tells us to encourage other people and for us to step our game up on how we deliver. We need to find a way to make ourselves and our brand better and to never stop growing. So when you are leaning in and you are trying to sell, if you can't get them to buy in, then you can't really help them. So you must sell yourself first and figure out how it is that you show them your value as a human being to better their lives. So things that he had already told us, which again, I had asked you at the very beginning, what do you picture your life looking like in 5 years from now? He asked us all to write down, where do we want to be in 1 year from today? And it's crazy to think about how in 1 year from that very moment, my life completely changed. I went from selling the last bit of money I had in my bank account and being negative in my bank account when I showed up to that event to making my first six-figure income that very month, the next October. That not even 6 months later, I was making $15,000 to $20,000 a month doing in-person online training, starting my own business completely and fully because of COVID-19. And what I had envisioned for myself in that 1 year had fully come true. I was able to travel. I was able to move out of my grandparents' house. I was finally in a space that was my own. I had just moved into a new apartment on the beach in peace. I had completely changed my reality. And that allowed me to better myself and to sell a better Brie to create better help for more people who are willing to pay attention. Natalie Hodson, she had talked about how to grow organically and the 4-step process to do so. So you want to talk about the things that are in everyone's head, but they're afraid to talk about. And once you own your story, those stories no longer have power over you. I like that a lot because when people trust you, they will buy from you as well. So why do you share stories and why is it important that your story makes other people feel less alone? So Natalie has a drop method and she talks about how it's important for us to share our scars and not our wounds, that we need to write down our struggles when the pain is raw and then express the true emotions from there. I love this because when I was at Tahiti's retreat in Hawaii earlier this year, we had talked about our rising and that most of us bond over our pain and our suffering and our traumas or gossip or negative things that are going on in the moment. So it's really important as somebody who is selling a product or service or coaching, especially to other people in bettering their lives, that you write down your vulnerable thoughts in the moment, but it's better that you wait and share once you've gained a less emotional perspective from that release. And as I think about this, we are meant to talk about our rising, not about what got us to that bottom point, what we were doing, why it hurt us so bad. It's how did we get up again and again after falling down? Because when we go through a vulnerability hangover, like everything hurts and I'm dying, think about this. The wealthy don't think about money, but the poor do. And we have two journeys in that heroine journey. One is developing our character, and the second is through our desires. And the conflict of that is when we create emotion for which that leads to our desires. And so again, you want to subconsciously get your audience to believe in themselves and to respect their desires as an aligned part of their character. If it doesn't align, that's not the journey for you, and that's where the pain and suffering comes. Anthony Trucks was our last day speaker, one of them, and amazing at how he allowed us to shift, literally shift was the whole theme of that speech, our perspective. And so in this, he talks about how you have to own your shift. You are the one that has to do the work. The shift is different than change because it shouldn't be as difficult. So we need to update ourselves, and we are the software. So we have to change and shift at the same time through the minor and major processes of our software. The identity gap is another thing that he talks about with the lack of confidence, our self-sabotage, and that you need to be the person you are trying to become, or there will be a gap. The ideal identity is creating a combination of your beliefs, your actions, and the stories that you share. So stop questioning your purpose because you lack the progress, and stretch that to proceed further success, meaning that our ego gets in the way. So if you are over here telling yourself, I'm not, you know, good enough at this, or I need more of this, or maybe something else isn't enough for you too. I've learned that ego from Oprah Winfrey is edging God out. Anthony Trucks defines it as everyone's greatest obstacle. And so he talks about the 7 operational stages of identity, meaning that we have the identity anchors, the personal beliefs, the stories of our conscious and subconscious, that we have feelings that are derived, we have actions and activities, we have outcomes from there, and then that creates our environment. It goes back into our identity, the personal beliefs, the stories, the feelings, the actions, the outcomes, and then back into our environment. So this is how your perception creates your reality. Jamie Kern was the last speaker of that day, and she talks about how making your why or your mission is bigger than what you are in this world. That your service is bigger than yourself. And she had been on QVC and was selling skincare products, which now are called IT Cosmetics. She sold it for $1.2 billion to L'Oreal and became the first female CEO. She talks about owning your authenticity and that it's meant to be felt in others. And that sometimes the people who don't believe in us are in our inner circle. So we need to keep our ideas close to ourselves and believe the little voice that gets to be so big in this world if we get to listen to the whispers. And so we have reminders that we need to shift our alter egos, reminders that we know who we are, and that the genius thing we did is never give up. I also love that she says that your gut is better than advice that anyone else can give you. So always listen to your inner voice and let that voice shine. If it's speaking, tune into it, sit still with your thoughts, and believe that you can do all things that your little voice tells you inside. I also like that she talks about persistence, authenticity, and being competitive. Those are the keys to success. We're not here to create competition in a negative sense, but we're here to be competitive, that we are out there to own ourselves and what we have to offer in this world. If we are persistent and we are authentic and we are competitive with ourselves, then we will be successful. Because nobody else's thoughts, opinions, ideas matter when it comes to your vision, your dream, and your reality. So I hope this helps. I want you to sit there and think about what it is your life will look like in a year from now. What do you deeply want? And allow yourself to think about that five-year plan. And I say five-year growth plan because Influencer then became Growth as a new conference with Brendon Burchard this past year. It shifted. And it's crazy because I don't even think Brendon knew that. They were planning for another influencer the following year, but then COVID-19 happened. So think about what it is that you want and how you're going to make it grow in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, or like my business coach has taught me, the 20-year plan. What do you deeply want out of this world? And how are you going to make that mission or why in your life bigger than who you are at this very moment? Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.